Now let's hear about two brothers who help you explore some strange places. When Joel and Ethan Coen make a movie, it's pretty much guaranteed to be dark, from the grim and bloody No Country for Old Men to the hilarious and violent Fargo. Kenneth Turan reviews their latest.
A Serious Man is set in 1967 in the Jewish community in suburban Minneapolis, a time and place that closely echoes the Coens' own background. The serious man in question is Larry Gopnik, a university professor who's always tried to be the best person he can. So he's totally unprepared when every aspect of his life begins to collapse, starting with his wife leaving him for the pompous Cy Abelman.
To keep things on an even keel, leading up to Danny's bar mitzvah.
Child's bar mitzvah.
Cy and I think it's best if you move out of the house.
Move out?
Well, it makes eminent sense.
Things can't continue, is
it? Move out? Where would I go?
At the university, Gopnik is anonymously accused of moral turpitude. And don't even ask about Gopnik's strange brother, Arthur. It's no wonder that the man becomes desperate for rabbinic advice.
Please, I need help. I've already talked to the other rabbis. Please. It's not about Danny's bar mitzvah. My boy Danny, this coming Shabbos, very joyous event. That's all fine. It's more about myself. I've had quite a bit of tsuris lately. Marital problems, professional, you name it.
On one level, actually on many levels, A Serious Man is not exactly a happy story. The Coens' trademark blurring of the line between serious and comic has never been as artfully done as it is here. The more Larry Gopnik suffers the torments of Job, the more he deals with the absurd and hostile Coen universe, the more we're encouraged to wonder, isn't this just the tiniest bit funny? And the realer the pain becomes, the more laughter becomes our only possible option. Gopnik laments more than once, I've tried to be a serious man. I've tried to do right. Haven't we all, this haunting film says. Haven't we all?
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the LA Times. You'll find scenes from A Serious Man and reviews of more new movies when you check the headlines today at npr.org.